This week, the Carolina Panthers and Charlotte Mecklenburg Parks and Recs teamed up to open the Play 60 Kids Zone at Freedom Park here in Charlotte, North Carolina, with a ribbon cutting.
The Play 60 Kids Zone, it's a really great story how this whole thing happened. Last fall, Panther fans through social media won an NFL contest during the Back to Football promotion. The league awarded the team with a $30,000 Play 60 grant. We used that seed money to generate this idea.
Well, the neat thing about this is that the Panthers stepped up to the plate to try and get an opportunity for children to play and get better and healthy. So that's really what they've done. And all the work that you've done, the team's done, Mr. Richardson, is really going to be something that children are going to enjoy here for years to come. We really appreciate it.
Very nice. Hey, GW, come here. We got to interview you real fast. Tell us, what'd you think of the 40-yard dash you just finished? You're sweating pretty good.
It's awesome.
It's awesome? Tell me, what's your favorite part of the whole experience here?
It's just fun, like, climbing on stuff and having fun.
Did you make...
Running and stuff.
Did you make you feel like you're an NFL player today?
Yeah.
What's your favorite spot here? 40-yard dash? Is that you?
The 40-yard dash I wouldn't say is my strong point. The blocking dummies are a little bit more up my alley. I'm not real sure what these, I think these maybe mimic some of the cutting back and forth, but also it could be like a skate park too. So I think it's maybe flex use.
Is that more of a Greg Olson type cutting area?
That's a D'Angelo Williams, Steve Smith type of area. I stick to my areas. Blocking sleds, if they have any free weights around, maybe I'll throw those around.
Tell me a little bit about what this day means, not only for the Panthers, but the city of Charlotte, Mecklenburg County, and Parks and Rec.
Yeah, I think what's really exciting is we've created a new space that we talk about it all the time. It's going to create joy.
Oh, almost there. Yeah, man.
And I think on a daily basis, and you're going to have families out here sharing time together, kids building friendships, kids gaining confidence levels, using their bodies, you know, and learning that it's a joy, not a chore to exercise. I think really what it is, what it means for this community is it's 365 opportunity for joy for kids and families.
Hey,